Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Early show, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
And it was no problem getting up early because can you feel it in the air, the excitement of the holidays?
Oh, my God.
It's everywhere.
Lights everywhere.
Well, no, not like that. I'm just talking about the physical energy in the air.
Oh, I like seeing holiday lights. I mean, do you not like them?
No, I love holiday lights, but you're not seeing so many of them yet.
Oh, I saw my mom's all of yesterday.
Well, I know. You paid to have them put
up. Yes, I did.
Who did you
hire? I'm a good son.
Was it a company that just does that?
Too expensive and son.
Too expensive. But with the arrival of the holidays, of course, you know, it's Thanksgiving next week, which is why we thought it would be great to have him come by for his semi-annual visit, but to plug and promote his Thanksgiving goodness.
Oh, never too expensive.
Ladies and gentlemen, always a bargain when you talk to Richard Queasy. Hello, Dick.
Hello.
Happy holidays.
Thanks
Happy
for availing.
Happy holidays. How are you?
Thank you for availing yourself to us at this one of your busiest times
availing?
Of year.
Availing? You mean stopping by?
Yeah, I mean this is one of your busier times of year, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We don't stop from 3 weeks before Thanksgiving all the way through New Year. It's a grind, but it's a grind I love. I love the holidays. There's nothing better than the holidays in Sicktomie, Maine, all the pretty lights and usually a little snowfall.
Now, if we wanted to find it on a map, how do you spell Sicktomie?
Sicktomie is spelled S-I-C-T-U-M-M-Y, Maine. Sicktomie, Maine.
No, it's somewhere
between. It's between York and Rockport.
But that's
so you can find it on a map between York and Rockport. Sicktomie.
It's spelled Sicktomie.
Yeah. It's actually 45 miles southeast west of. Of Lewiston.
Wow.
That's where I would find it.
So yeah. Just on the side of the road.
Dick. It's a tiny little village. And we're not exactly, our dock is not exactly on the ocean. It's more like a retaining pond.
Oh.
That's where we have the restaurant.
We're excited to have you here.
Usually, hello, Oscar. How are you feeling?
I'm
you still
feeling
under
great.
The weather?
Feeling much better. Thank you, Dick.
Here's what I recommend you do.
Yes.
I would take a little fresh ginger if you can find it in the grocery store.
Mm. Or what kind of ginger?
Fresh ginger.
I didn't know you knew the word.
Get fresh ginger, or you can get the ginger flakes, or you can just grind up some ginger snaps and put them in vinegar and try to eat that. That'll make your tummy feel good.
What I was going to say, thank you for a doctor for that advice. I'll say this, that we usually have Frank Perdue on, but he's dead, so we have you now.
Right.
He was an icon, Frank Perdue.
Ever
that
meet
man
him?
Just took... He took a small chicken farm, and he made it into a multi-billion-dollar business, and now his kid's out there doing those commercials. I'll never be that big. I'm still just a one-pop shop. That's all I am at Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. But I'll tell you, I do the best I can. I love coming on your show. I'd like to say thank you to all the TMOS listeners that have purchased my T-shirts and wear the Dick Queasy T-shirts, and I'd sure like to get a new one for 2015.
Oh.
I'd love to get a brand new T-shirt. I sure would. Yeah. You know, with summer coming around the corner.
I think we got a couple boxes of them we can
send
you.
Well, the good news is I understand Mike O'Mara is going to be spending a good chunk of time up in my state.
Yes, he
is.
And
I hope we hear more of Dick Queasy. And I might even expand my little empire and build another shed out back where I can keep some more food.
Speaking of your empire, and you know.
Sure.
Wow, a shed full of food.
Happy holidays to you and yours.
Can you give us a thumbnail of your business, and then we can talk about Thanksgiving? Because there might be people who don't know you at all.
Well, usually after summer, people get done with their summer and they go back to their different houses.
Right.
And we have a little dead time right around October. And then some of the senior citizens like to come up and check out the foliage. So they pop up and we get a few weekend nights that are pretty busy. But during the weekdays, during September, also October
right.
and November,
right.
Things are really slow until the locals start coming in because they want a good, reasonable holiday dinner. And they can bring the kids and they don't have to worry about cleaning app or anything like
Who
that. They can just
wants
do
the hassle of cooking a Thanksgiving
dinner? A lot of work.
Exactly. And I, at Dick Queasy's, you cannot argue with the fact that for $5.99, you and your entire family can be fed family style for Queasy's special discarded Thanksgiving feast.
I love the fact that you've kept the price point under $6 again.
Under $6. Show me anywhere.
What a steal.
God damn it, Jesus Christ. You show me anywhere in the country where you can go and get a discarded dinner anywhere for under $6.
You can't get a fresh one. A number one meal from Big Mac costs you $6.24.
That's
Isn't
right.
Isn't that a crime? Isn't that
yes.
a crime? I swear to God, I was driving by the other day, and I went down by that place, Hattie's. They have a Hattie's. It's outside of Sicily. I think it's in Kennebunkport.
Yeah.
Hattie's, geez, why don't you just take a second mortgage on your house if you're going to go buy Hattie's?
Second
to get your,
what?
Get a mortgage. You might as well get a
And if your house is paid for, you can get a reverse mortgage.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know much about that. I know I saw that Fred Thompson talking about that thing. And,
Do you like him?
I don't trust him. He's a politician and an actor. I mean, my God, how are you supposed to trust a guy like that? You know, if he points to that goddamn camera again and says, you better believe that I'm telling you what to do, I'm Fred Thompson, and you're for sure going to get a good deal if you do this reverse mortgage. I said, well, that's
do
it.
You
I'm
ever do impressions at the restaurant?
I do lots of impressions. You know, your host doesn't have anything on me. I do lots of impressions. I do Matthew McConaughey. I do Johnny Cashin.
Let's hear Johnny Cashin.
Okay. It was so cold.
How cold was it?
It's so cold, I saw a robin wearing a blanket. How about that? Yeah.
I think you should stick.
What about Matthew
McConaughey? I do Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, okay.
Yeah, here we go. You're out of order. The whole trial. The whole goddamn trial's out of order.
Oh, that's chilling. It's like that's he's it. Here.
I do the president, too. Barack Obama.
Oh, President Obama, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah, we've gotten off.
I do Marlon Brando.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
I do Marlon Brando
from on the waterfront.
From that Godfather.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, from the Godfather.
That's good.
All right,
too,
here we go. Marlon Brando from the Godfather. Here we go. All right, listen up. Oh, look at my sonny. Look how they masked my boy. Look how they masked my boy. Jesus Christ, he's got. He just riddled with goddamn bullet holes. That's
I don't remember
nasty.
That from the script.
Sonny, such a hothead, he had to drive off there and try to get Callow.
Yeah.
I love The Godfather. Hey, Godfather is such a great
You don't
great
do
movie.
Fredo, do you?
I can do I do all the characters from The Godfather.
Oh, see, this is from Godfather 2,
right.
But
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Michael Corleone. I'm Smack.
Look at this. Look at this.
I believe we've got...
Well, just got
oh,
me.
My God, it's like a theater
I've
in here.
I've got me going on my own bit. I'm Smack. Yeah, I'm Smack.
You are.
I'm
and you know what? Smart people go to Dick Queasy's
I can
for
do them by request, too.
Oh,
if
you're doing more. Okay.
I'll do it.
Well, I'm
like
sure where we were headed.
Yeah. Sure. This is lots of fun. I'll do this for the whole damn show.
How about you mentioned him earlier, Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Hey, how you like this Lincoln? Huh? I'm driving around this Lincoln, and I'm driving to the Dallas Buyers Club because I got HIV. So there we are.
What?
There we
you're
are.
You sort of mixed them up there.
All right. There you are. That's what he says. That's
yeah,
his
he says
signature.
All right.
He doesn't normally do it like he's cheering, though. It's more of a cooler.
Listen, they can't all be winners for cooler. Well,
it's like
Christ,
you just woke
you
up, you know?
Yeah, pretend you just woke up.
All right. Oh, well, good morning. Let's start the day. It's another day. I'm Matthew McConaughey. Boy. Sure, the ladies love my buns.
What? Now, here's a curveball. Do you do Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash. Oh, yes, I love country music. Country and Western music's real big up here. We got some country and Western stations up here that play the music.
Okay.
I listen to the Mac Caserta show.
Oh, is he still on the Eagle?
Well, if there's a low ceiling, I get it from all the way from Vermont where he does his show, and I love it. If it's country and Western, I'm listening to Mac Caserta. All right.
Here's Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I hear that train a-coming, coming round the bend.
Yeah.
I'm going to Jackson. Yeah, there we are. That's all right. Good. So I can do a whole stand-up show. You know, if you get me in the right night in my restaurant, I'll actually do those impressions.
Do you have open mic night at your place?
No.
You should.
Microphones.
It could really. You don't like microphones?
It's all about the food. It's all about the food. That's why I'm here to promote. What? Go ahead.
Yeah. I have my notes here that you're taking reservations for holiday parties.
Right.
Holiday. Well, first of all, let's get through one holiday before we start talking about the next. I'll take your party of 20 or more, and we'll have
20.
Our special. The only problem is even when it gets real cold, I don't have a room that accommodates 20 or more people.
Okay.
But I have two picnic tables that I pull together out in the backyard, and I actually have, I say, you bring your packer, and I'll feed the group. I'll feed your whole group.
But it's really cold, though.
Well, occasionally it can get really cold, but the fact is, wouldn't you rather, you know, I think the warmth of your family sitting together in a table for 20 outside at the picnic table or outside the retaining pond, I think you'd be a lovely experience for the holidays, but that's not what I'm here to promote.
What are you here to promote? I mean, this has been a circuitous route.
Once again, you can stop by and feed your family style, $5.99 for my Thanksgiving feast.
Right, and what does that include?
You get Dick Queasy's discarded mashed potatoes.
Ah.
Now, these are perfectly good discarded mashed potatoes that are made from baked potatoes that certain other restaurants throw away. But I take the skins off
them. Take the foil off.
I take the foil, the skins, scrape off any butter, chive, sour cream. You know, we don't mix that up.
No.
And then I just sort of, I put it all in my blender and I make my own. And they are delicious.
Great.
They're
fantastic. What else do you get?
Everybody gets a delicious Thanksgiving poultry dinner.
Do they get the
rest? Hold it. It's tradition to serve a certain type of poultry. It's a turkey dinner, right?
It's poultry. It's a poultry dinner.
No,
I mean, poultry is poultry. I mean, is there really that big a difference between chicken and, you know, pheasant and,
oh,
and turkey? Uh-huh. They all got feathers and
sure.
Well, they don't all fly. Jesus Christ, they don't fly.
They fly
I
off
saw
the
that
shelf.
WKRP in
Cincinnati. Yeah.
Goddamn funny show.
Because I'm just, what I don't want, what I don't want is to sit down with my $6 bills in hand and get a steaming plate of duck. I want turkey for Thanksgiving.
Well, hello. I will tell you this, that unfortunately, we will not be serving turkey per se at Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. I received a windfall about mid-October, and I've got a freezer full of these wonderful Cornish game hens that I am going to dress up as tiny little baby turkeys, and I'll serve them to you once we defrost them.
How do you dress them as turkeys?
You put a little, I take little paper shred things and put it on their little wings, and it looks like little mini turkeys you'd see on a Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's
nice.
Sweet.
That's
creative.
I thought maybe he was putting hats on them or something. I don't know what he meant.
As long as they're fresh, you've frozen them. They're fresh.
Well, they had to be frozen. If they went frozen, they were going to be in rough shape. You know, as a matter of fact, I think if you project yourself in your own fantasy world to Thanksgiving miniature table, like in the Lilliputians or whatever they're called,
right.
And you pretend don't think of these as Cornish game hens. Think of these as tiny little turkeys all over your table, all right? And they are also delicious if you close your eyes and you forget about the discoloration.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'll tell you what I know. I know that, in fact, too many kids that begin with pot end up with heroin, then on to LSD. I know that if you drink, you suffer a loss of judgment, if you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. I know, and so do you, when you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're going to slip out again. This is now, Bentley, not a couple of years ago. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they bought the farm. They've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment. And in my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
We were talking about marijuana.
We still are. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money. He'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two.
So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Noted liberal, noted liberal Jack Webb.
Yeah, I'm going to empty my pockets and turn out a stick or two of marijuana.
I love that.
I do
too. I love his speeches. Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 26 million listeners. Yes, sir, heard daily at Mike O'Mara. I'm sorry, downloads, that is. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the Heartland. Go Hawks.
Oscar, let's take a second to talk about number 98.
98?
Yeah, he's 77 inches tall. He weighs 4,480 ounces.
Yay.
He's a senior from Appleton, Wisconsin. Defensive lineman, Mike Hardy.
Oh, yeah, Mike Hardy. When he's not protecting the quarterback, he's protecting dad ass.
That's right.
Because he gets laid all the time, allegedly.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by The Man Grate. We love it.
We love it.
The best.
All you grill masters ready to give dad a great gift, ready to give anybody in your life a great gift this holiday season. Only one gift that's an absolute must-have. That's The Man Grate. We've been selling Man Grates on this show for a long time because you love them. What is a Man Grate? Oh, we've talked about that.
Everyone knows
they're American-made. They're high-quality, 100% cast iron grates. They sit right on top of your wimpy little grates, and they have a hefty 8-pound weight.
Right.
Man Grates ensure juicy, tender meat with no flare-ups and perfect sear marks. What they do is they give you restaurant-quality grill marks and grilling quality on your little wimpy grill. That's it. Every time. Man Grate's patented design delivers steakhouse quality flavor right at home. And with the Mike O'Mara Show special, you will get ready for this.
What?
33% off your entire order.
It is a cost-effective
gift.
Wow.
Plus,
for a limited time, every three Man Grates you order, boom, bam.
Boom, bam, Mike.
You get a fourth absolutely free.
Is it? I'm really pushing it.
Just head over to mangrate.com and enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout. 100% cast iron, 100% made in the USA, and 33% off your order. Order three and get a fourth free by using the coupon code TMOS. That's the Man Grate, and happy grilling, everybody.
Boom, bam.
Oscar, how are you feeling today? So Oscar had things to do today, so called an early recording time and for 9:30. And then we were thinking really that it would be really a big violation of the show code to call the early start time and then be late for the early start time that you called.
The
and
reason
then you came
why
in at 9:29.
Early start time is because you wanted to do the bonus show today, and I already had plans.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. But I mean, you called the 9:30 start time.
Yeah, because I hadn't planned to do the bonus show today. I planned to do it yesterday.
Because you called,
but then also
doing the
actually,
bonus show on Wednesday.
We
you
all
you
planned
called
on doing
to do
it on Wednesday.
Yeah, if you really want to play that game. Yeah, but
if you're playing that game,
we're both on an even playing field. Then.
Yeah.
Rob can do whatever he wants.
All I do is Rob and Pony
and myself were here at 9:15.
All I say is whatever pleases you guys, I'll be there.
You're the best.
You said to me yesterday that you're very flexible to do it.
Well,
and the reason,
you know, you guys have sometimes more, engagements that you need to meet.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm just down here making my breakfast.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, I still have the longest commute, Oscar, so I don't like getting up at 5 o'clock.
True.
But I will.
I should also point out that yesterday, the reason we didn't do the bonus show yesterday is because we ran over about 40 minutes late doing our regular show, and there was not enough time to get to an appointment that I had afterwards. So that's why we did it.
But the good thing now that you've got that whole thing arranged, when you pass the funeral plot, is ready to go.
Exactly.
So it's good to get that out of the way. You don't need to worry
about
it.
But before he went into his defensive crouch, I was going to ask you, you said you were under the weather this week. And so
I'm on antibiotics. It's the beautiful part of having siblings that are doctors.
Ah.
Those are trouble. Don't get too involved in those.
He's going to S his brains out, Mike.
Oh, no, no.
I have been living on antibiotics like since August, and I don't think it's good for you. But
Mike, I'm 36.
I can do about it.
You're 54. I can handle these.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. You know
why
what,
are you
Mike?
You're
54. He's 36. He could get hit by a bus. And I worry for the bus because you're 36, you're unstoppable.
I'm 55.
Double nickels,
not,
that's right.
No, don't make me younger than I am. I am 55.
Okay, Sammy Hager.
That's how. But getting back to it, so you came in at 9:29 this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, I had to walk to work.
I immediately said, is it because you're
walk
ill?
To work, are you, Mike. Are you, walk, were you, well, I had to walk to work today in the bitter cold.
Now, why did you walk to work?
It's nearly a freezing temperature on here.
Well, I'm selling my... former vehicle.
Which one of the three?
I'm selling the Audi.
Ah.
Yes, and I've struck a deal
Why
with...
Why are you selling... I thought you loved the Audi.
I do, but it doesn't make financial sense. It just doesn't. Those dollars don't add up.
No, when
to
two
keep
people
too
own...
expensive.
When two people own three cars,
yes,
it seems like...
It doesn't add up.
You know, too much.
So I offered it to my girl. She didn't want it because she doesn't like driving manual. Shocker. In many ways. And then we...
What was that really like a...
it was a pun.
Yeah, well...
She doesn't drive manual.
It was a double entendre. Like,
oh,
it's not
whatever.
A pun.
It is. Who cares? Moving on.
A pun would be as if we called you Manuel.
Moving on. So I'm
going to go there after this week.
I'm getting the car detailed.
Ah.
And I woke up this morning and I said, hey, I know you don't have class till probably, I think she has class at noon.
Hey, call me when you have no class.
You know, it's freezing outside. Why don't you give me a ride to work on your way out of here, right?
Yeah.
I was like, we're actually recording early. And she said, sure. As I'm getting out of the shower, I hear the door shut, and I realize she had left me. And I said, oh, okay, I guess I'm walking to work today. That's fun. It's 2 degrees outside.
So she offered to give you a ride and then completely forgot about
she
it.
She forgot.
Sounds like a pep talk
She's
is in
forgot.
Order.
She's forgotten. She's yeah. forgotten.
Now, what you're on antibiotics. What exactly is your malady? Is it a
I got on antibiotics 2 days ago. I was a head cold. I called my sister. She said, you know what, let's just take care of this right now. Boom, bam, done.
Antibiotics not good for a head cold, though.
Yeah.
No, well, I feel much better.
Virus.
Yeah.
You guys
you
didn't
always
go to medical
talk
school.
About, you always talk
I'll
about
trust
how
them.
You're related to doctors. Are they
yes.
good doctors? Because you
Gentlemen,
really should be handing out antibiotics for
I
a
talk
head cold.
To a doctor.
A doctor.
You guys are DJs.
That's right.
I'll go with the doctor.
Yeah, but you could use doctor as part of your DJ name. That's allowed.
No, no,
I could
no,
be
no, no, no.
Dr. Robert.
I said, what should I
DJ
do?
Name.
She says,
Dr. Robert.
Take a Z-Pack and you're good to go.
Yeah, but also, you know, if you take antibiotics when you don't need antibiotics, then you're weakening
again,
your system.
She knows that. She said,
Does here she
you go.
Really like you, though?
Yeah, she loves her. She's okay. actually in Disney World. She called in from Disney World. I said, well, you're a good sister. I appreciate
Great.
That.
Did you pick up your antibiotics out of the Magic Castle?
No, I wish.
I followed up yesterday. I had a visit with my. My regular doctor, who they kind of assigned to me because I went to all these specialists when I was down here
right.
For my diverticulitis. And the fact is that I never had a regular doctor. So in order to get out of the hospital, they make a follow-up visit just uh-huh. to see how you're doing. And they kind of selected this guy, and he was perfectly good. I think it was great. I said I was hoping that it would work out. But I went to him yesterday because that was my follow-up checkup from being in the hospital.
Tell us a little about this. So this would be your general practitioner?
General practitioner,
How old
family
is he?
Medicine.
How old is he?
Younger guy, probably in his early 40s.
That's not bad.
Mid-30s to early 40s. Oh. And I was perfectly... However, now that I am feeling a little bit better, of course, I am on the... Don't cut on me. I'm on that train. And
sure.
Now if you're counting, that was yesterday the 6th. Count them a sixth doctor that says there is no way I am avoiding what.
Well, they always.
Oh,
but one
no.
of the people always say, always get a seventh opinion.
Yeah, that's the thing you say. Well, did you get a second opinion? I said I've spoken between gastroenterologists, infectious disease specialists, general practitioners, attending physicians in hospitals. I am not exaggerating. I have spoken now to 6 physicians. To get their unvarnished opinion about what I should do. And then next, I think before Thanksgiving, I will sit down with the big poobah, who is the surgeon. And, of course, the surgeon is not going to tell me not to get surgery because
you know
what
surgeons
what
love
surgeons
to
do?
Surgeons love to cut on people. That's what they do.
They like to cut on people. But I will say, unfortunately, as much as I am a wimp, that this is the time where I have to kind of accept the reality of
Man.
The situation, that this is a mechanical issue and there's probably about that much space in there.
Right.
It is the bad space, and they're pretty heavy duty about what they say. You don't want to go through this again, because every
right.
time you do, you risk the danger of something much worse happening, and I don't want to do that. But at the same time, I have to be honest with you, and I have to be honest with our listeners, and I have to be honest with my own family, that for whatever reason, I've had orthopedic things,
right.
shoulders, knees, backs, doesn't faze me a bit. This, for some reason, has put me into a serious holiday funk.
Oh,
I am not really
no.
allowed to enjoy the holidays because it's just
it's looming.
The very thought, the very
it's a black
looming.
Cloud.
It is a total black cloud, and
brown.
I hate it. I hate having a
brown
not,
cloud.
As,
thank you. Thank
as
you,
as much as I bitch all the time, when I turn the microphones off and I'm with my family and I'm bouncing off the walls. Life is wonderful. I've
sure.
got a little guy running around here. This has every time I really let it get to me, and if I do, I let that black cloud lower, and I let it hang over my head, because I just hate the idea of, hey, the recovery time, I'm told, for this is 1 week. So that's not a big deal. It's
right.
not that big a deal. But the fact is that the idea of your innards cutting into your innards.
Now, when just, they do it, do
that
they,
just creeps me out.
Do they cut, like, into your belly to get it, or do they go into the outdoor?
They go in the belly. They go in the belly.
Okay, good.
So that's
okay.
where they do it. And
so that'll probably be with the majority of the healing. Is
and
the
it'll look
wound.
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, he goes
like
around
you got
showing
into
his,
some sort of knife fight when
yeah,
you're a young man.
Every time he shows a six pack,
yeah.
people are going to
yeah.
say, "Hey, what's
right.
going on
yeah,
there?"
Like,
say, yeah, it's a knife fight.
Spend
well,
some time
see,
in a my, defend.
My, if my
witness
if
protection
my,
program,
if
see
my,
this?
My belly, if my belly
this
was the ocean, my six pack would be Atlantis. Okay. There you go. We're going to take a break.
I want to talk more about this. Come on.
Well, we can talk a little bit more about it, but it really gets me into. A depression. We'll take
Here's
a break, come back with more.
I'll tell you why when we come back, why you shouldn't be depressed. I promise.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsive, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech 4.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are now in the thick of it, folks. Boom!
Boom, bam!
The holidays are here, and amidst all the hustle and bustle, we need to remind you of one very, very important fact. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support this show. And the good thing is, it doesn't cost any extra for you, and it means the world to us. This is the time of year where we do our really big Amazon push. It is one of the number one ways to monetize this show, and that's how we keep going. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now, because you love it, the Amazon hot buy of the day, Rob Spiewak.
You can't beat this deal with a stick, Mike O'Mara. It's the Fire HD7 tablet. If you want a powerful tablet with endless entertainment, look no further. The Fire HD7 tablet has a 7-inch HD display, Wi-Fi, front and rear cameras, and it starts at just $119. Oscar, that's so cheap you won't even need to borrow money from your mom.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the Fire HD7 tablet, only from Amazon and the Mike O'Mara Show portal. Back to you, Walter.
If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show while getting your shopping done the easiest way possible. Bookmark Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com and get ready for your easiest holiday shopping ever. Thank you.
Hey-ho!
Thank you. Yeah, so, I know. Look, I know this is just me having to have a chat with me and making sure that I don't
serious. So many things could go wrong.
Oh, stop
you know?
It, Oscar.
Thank you.
Anything's
Thank
you, possible.
Oscar.
That's true.
Yeah. that's
I mean,
true.
Look what happened to Joan.
That's true.
You know, she went in there just for a little something and then didn't come out.
However, let me see if I can't turn this around. Mike, you have been, you know, since you've been a young man, 20 years old.
Hold on.
So.
I'm just give me a minute to continue to give this look to Oscar.
Okay.
You know, I'm clearly rooting for you. Clearly. Preparing for the best.
Oh, thanks.
He's clearly rooting for you. Thanks for stating that. Because what is the opposite of that?
Well, rooting against him?
Yeah. So, really, nobody wants that.
I would rather you change the way you eat and change your life and give it a good year and see what happens.
But the doctors are saying I can't do that. However, Mike, he is a brother to a doctor that gave him antibiotics for a head cold, so maybe you should listen to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, and the fat stereotype, which everybody seems to want to label.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't come unwarranted to anybody that has this.
No, to be honest with you, I was told by, I'm not sure whether it was a gastroenterologist or he said the evidence now is showing that this is not something that is even diet related, that this is like so many things they're finding in medicine now. This is a genetic situation where you have other people in the family that have had this and you are predisposed to getting it. And they're saying modifications in diet, you know, because everybody likes to say you're a fat person, you're getting sick. And I think in many cases that is the
true. He's right about this because my my girl's mom has diverticulitis.
Okay.
And she's skinny mini.
All right.
And
she probably eats very well.
And just her diet is militant.
Yeah.
Like that's all she needs to do, or else something what happened to Mike happens to her.
Mike, here's
why. I believe back in the day when I had it in my 20s that I did modify my diet, and I never looked back on it. And the strange thing about it, there's some contradictions. Like when you're talking about recovering from this, you are supposed to eat what's called a low residue diet, which means not a lot of fiber,
not
a lot of roughage, and you're not supposed to. Then they say once you heal, you're supposed to go the opposite route, and you're supposed to get a lot of fiber. And so it's very confusing and it's very frustrating.
But what is so great about this, Mike, is that you have battled this on and off for about 30 years, right?
Yeah.
And it's always been in the back of your mind that it could happen.
But never really in a active way. I mean, I had it in my late 20s, and then I went a very, very long period of time without any issues.
However,
years and years and years.
The fact that it is a part of your life and it could come and go, what is so great is this surgery is going to be about a week. You get it done, you heal, and you're done with it. You're done with it. You're fixing it.
Might be two or even three surgeries.
It's not that easy, yeah. They got to make sure they do it right the first time, and a lot of times they have to go back in because just the timing and how everything heals, you know that, Mike, as well. I'm sure your surgeon has told you this. And also, if they're going in, couldn't they do a little more work if they're going in anyways. It's like if you're going, if you take a circumcision with a Porsche, if you have to go under the engine, you might as well change a few other things like some belts, some spark plugs. You know, if you got to really get in
there. If I was there right now, I would take the back of my hand and I would cuff you.
I would
cuff you on the side of your Kim Jong-il hairdo. I would cuff you very vigorous. I wouldn't slap. I would just give you a little cuff, like my dad used to give me.
Well,
one of these little.
A lot of people that go in for deviated septums, they get nose jobs, right? That's just what happens.
Yeah, so
are you saying you think I should? What you think I should a full course of lipo? Is that what I should do when I'm in there?
No, again, I'd have to see the tummy tuck.
Is that
maybe a lap band or something like that, and then we'll see. You know, change your life forever.
I think that's probably quite dangerous to do that. Okay, Dr. Frankenstein. I think that's probably not the best thing in the world to do right now. I think they're going to take care of this, and I will have my answers next week.
It's not appropriate.
Believe it or not, hey, something to look forward to. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that a lot of fun?
You have to go Wednesday? Oh, so we have to do two Tuesday?
No, we're doing early on Wednesday.
We're doing
a show
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
We should do two Tuesday.
I asked if we could do that.
Oh, my God.
Did they give you antibiotics or pole pills?
No, I was riding to work today, and last night before I went, I was like, should I tell him now?
Riding to work today. I thought you were walking to
work. I wish I was riding.
Sure.
No, it's
falling apart like a cheap piece of fabric.
Walking, listening to an old Eminem CD that's in my iPod still. I was shocked. A Slim Shady. So I'm walking over here, and Slim Shady, and I said, you know, I looked at the numbers last night. Should I tell them on there or off there? There's no difference between the downloads that when we pre-record a pre-Thanksgiving Day show from last year to this year.
You just made a huge deal about that the other day.
I did. I went back to look at the numbers, and the numbers only translate from 2 years ago, not last year. So technically, we could do two on Tuesday if you'd like.
Now we're recording a show on Wednesday.
Yes!
It's already done.
Thank
you. It's already been decided. Thank you very much.
I'm so confused. You are getting surgery, though, right? I don't. Have we started the show? I don't know.
He's more upset that he's got to drive in on Wednesday now.
No, I don't care. Yeah. It's going to be light and easy traffic.
It is.
It's just the thing is you are a conundrum.
I felt bad for you guys because I was like, on Wednesday, most people have the day off. And I went back and looked at the numbers and I said, it's true. And I took a couple screen caps to show you guys and you wouldn't believe me.
Don't ever want to see them ever in my entire life. Don't ever show me that screen cap.
Oh, but now it'll be good.
I spent my morning doing what I seem to have done a lot of lately, dealing with a situation that was created by our fan page. And really appreciate, first and foremost, the enthusiasm
of
people. But at the same time, I think I need to point out to the gentleman, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, who runs that and was planning some sort of a cruise situation, that is how we monetize our show. And Stephen has it in his mind because I threw out a location, and I don't know if I threw out a date, that these are things that are etched in stone, and all of a sudden he is beginning this process of a cruise, and I had to say, Stephen, please don't do that.
Right.
Because we have not even let the dust settle from Reno. It has not even settled yet. We have absolutely no timetable, nor do we have a firm destination, nor do we have any idea, nor have we discussed what we're going to be doing. But the fact is that when we do determine what we're going to do, this is one of the primary ways that we monetize our show. It's how we feed our families. Mm-hmm. So please,
I missed what happened.
He's starting up this cruise, saying if they sell 16 packages for this cruise, that'll leave a free slot for you, me, and Rob to go on. And I'm like, dude, stop doing this. I sent him a personal message.
Timeline.
I said, please don't do
relax.
That. Yes.
And did he not make it out to Reno? He didn't, right?
No.
No.
Who can trust that guy? He barely shows up to events.
Nuts. Well, he tried to go, but there was no boat that went there.
It's driving him nuts, I think. I don't know.
You can't trust someone that doesn't go to the events.
Right.
The thing is, though, I completely understand the enthusiasm, but at the same time, Rob, I don't understand what this guy's all about.
I don't either.
I have to talk about it because, first of all, the fact that we have a Mike O'Mara show page,
right,
and we have our friend pages, we promote the show this way,
right,
and we have also been very accessible on this fan page as well.
Extraordinarily so, yes.
But with that said, it is problematic to me that they're doing something that we do to make our living.
Yes.
And it's very nice that he wants to do this. So I'll read you exactly whatever. I have nothing to hide about this.
Please, I haven't. This is the first time I've heard about this.
I will tell you exactly what I wrote. First of all, he was on there saying that, you know, they'll do this, they'll do that, and, you know, we'll have a cruise. And I wrote, Stephen, while I appreciate your enthusiasm for the show, I should point out that our events are one of the ways that we monetize what we do. Live shows and things like cruises are vehicles we have considered for promoting and monetizing what we do. I would respectfully ask that you refrain from using our show to promote events that we have no involvement in. He didn't talk to anybody about it. We haven't coordinated this. He
not
doesn't
a thing.
Work for the show. I respectfully ask you from using our show to do this. And you don't work for our show, and you're asking people to spend money on a TMOS event that we have nothing to do with.
You're pulling a Marcus Serta.
Other than
exactly,
Marcus Serta is kind of
he had a fundraiser.
He did
to get out
there.
And you know what? I was happy to see him. Didn't get backstage, but I was happy to see him.
But you know what? Marcus, if we had said don't do that, Marcus probably wouldn't have done that. We didn't because Marcus works real hard and he promotes the show.
Have you ever thought of doing a podcast during a podcast?
Have you ever been called on stage just to be told to leave the stage?
I said you're asking people to spend money on a TMOS event that we have nothing to do with, other than the fact that you're indicating that we may participate if you sell enough packages. This is most definitely not the case. To the contrary, we're actively planning our next event, and the dust hasn't settled from Reno. I'm asking you to please stop promoting an event that has no way been sanctioned by TMOS and will actually hurt us financially as we plan for other events for the show,
Mike,
which
you're
is
absolutely
how we make
right.
our living.
Thank you for taking care of that.
Appreciate it.
So if he would listened to yesterday's show, he would have heard the top 10 markets and what we're trying to figure out.
Here's what he writes back, and this is what always concerns me. He likes to debate.
Mm. Yes.
He likes to say, and he doesn't know what he's talking about in many cases. He says, I figure that the next event will be 18 months away. Well, you figure incorrectly.
It's magnificent that you can look into your crystal ball.
18 months.
And I know it may shock
He got
everybody.
Obsessed with the fact that I said 2016. He said CAT 2016. First of all, we don't have a name for it. We don't have a destination
meow.
For it.
No, it
we
will
don't know
not
what we're
cat.
Doing. We don't know where we're doing. Have we talked about New Orleans?
It'll be the year of the dog.
It would be nice. He said, I figure the next event will be 18 months away, CAT 2016, in NOLA in
cat,
the spring of 2016. Now, we haven't spoken to anybody about it.
No,
that.
No.
We don't know whether it's going to happen.
I hope he takes this in the spirit in which it's offered, but he's writing like a mental patient. He's made theories that he says, well, okay, and then they've become facts in his
Pre-planning
head.
Pre-planning is flattering, but we haven't even gotten like our expenses or paid for our plane tickets yet for this past trip,
we,
for
so
God's sakes.
Beat the jet lag before we plan the next event.
And I'm refraining from doing my Stephen Douglas McIntyre voice, okay?
Oh, good.
If I did that, it would be, I figure that the next event will be 18 months
no,
away.
No, Stephen's, he means well. He's just.
Well, I know he means well, but
he's an eager beaver.
He means well for every single show that has either been associated with us or has ever come down the pike. Nah, he seems to want to run
really
it.
Left them in
and
the
run
dust.
The, run the fact that in NOLA, in the spring of 2016. The cruise is 9 months away, half the distance between the two live events, plenty of time for people to recover financially. I'm really glad that you know what people's finances are
yeah,
as
man.
Well.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You know, I wouldn't want anyone to say that they couldn't come to NOLA because they spent too much money on a cruise. I'm sorry you feel that way. Well, I don't feel anyway. It's business. That's the way I'm trying to explain it here. We would have had a great time promoting the show to all the passengers on the ship. I won't say another word about the cruise. If anyone asks, I'll just say it's on hold. No, don't say it's on hold. Tell the truth. Yeah. I have nothing to hide about
Mike,
this.
Mike, you shouldn't have to deal with this, you poor man. That
I think they'll be able to read between the lines. Have a great show today. He's an Uber fan to start with.
Yes.
I'll be listening live, and I can't wait for the bonus show to drop. Have a great weekend. And as I wrote the last word to him, I said, there is no timetable or final destination for our next live event. We are only days removed from Reno, and we will be discussing future events somewhere down the road. Stay tuned.
Mike,
that's the exchange that I
Mike,
have with
him.
Mike,
if today. He writes back to you, right? Let's see how the surgery goes.
He wrote, will do. He wrote, will do. That's what he said.
Okay.
What did you say, Oscar? What?
You should write
him,
let's see how the surgery goes. Then yes. We can talk about
exactly.
it in the bed.
Yeah. Surgery being exacerbated by guys like this. Thank you very much. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more on the Mike O'Malley Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know it, I know it. The time to buy insurance is now. And
now.
Don't worry, because Encore Insurance is here to help. We had a great time in Reno meeting all the wonderful people from Encore Insurance Services. Let me tell you what they do. They survey the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry. They do all the shopping for you to compare premiums. They do the work. You don't have to. It's free. There is no obligation. No salesman will visit you. If you're even flirting with the idea of life insurance, call this number, 866-347-5748, to get a free life insurance quote or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where you'll find the license, disclaimer, and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com/TMOS. Now, I want to say one last thing about this. I am extremely flattered and humbled by the fact that there is a group of well over 1,000 people have a page where they commiserate about the show. But
loving people, and
the fact is, when that happens, it's terrific. But
fun,
and I said something about the criticism and stuff, and I don't understand it sometimes. But it's on there, and it happens. When it's damaging to me, like I mentioned with that fellow that was writing about the stink food, they shut that down very quickly, both the listeners that heard what I said. And so that went away very quickly. However, when it comes to how we make a living, I've always talked about the fact that we sell advertising, We have an Amazon relationship where if you shop through Amazon, we do it that way. We have a merchandising element, which we really don't do that much of anymore.
Right.
And we do specialty events and bonus content. So all these ways are the way that we feed our families with this show, and that's how it happens. So unfortunately, when it goes into that area, I have to say, please, I understand
your
enthusiasm.
You didn't do anything wrong, Mike. You're being too nice about this. Like, legitimately, we just got off the plane. We're figuring out what our expenses were.
Right.
We're running expense reports, and a gentleman who means well,
he does,
is playing an event and saying, this is how we're going to do it without even talking to us. Now, if he talked to us and said, hey, I found a way to do this, we could talk about it.
Absolutely. And before he goes public.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have had discussions with listeners about
and
ideas that they would have.
And he didn't even come to Reno.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And I think, I don't know where this happened, but I have had, here's the thing. I have had conversations with this guy before.
Sure.
And Rob has too. Yes. I think, Oscar, I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to him.
He said he'd boo me if he was there.
Haven't you had him out to the house?
No, I don't know who this guy is.
Okay. Rob, you've had conversations with him.
I probably do. I'm just lying.
And it's
I have no idea.
I think it's really important to say that he does mean well.
Oh,
and he
good
puts
guy.
A tremendous amount of
he
time
really, really does.
Into this. He's been extremely generous to me regarding my son personally, and we really do appreciate that. But sometimes when I have had issues with some things that he has said and done, I feel as though I talk through him, and I don't know if he communicates with other people like that, but it's like he doesn't – he got this, obviously. He understood what I was saying with this, but I wish that there was more of a understanding.
I don't think we're friends.
Things,
nobody
know?
Likes me. Everybody we look for, I'm not friends with.
To break it down to an ultra simplistic way, this is like going outside of a concert event and selling Rolling Stones T-shirts – without getting the okay of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
He's selling our product without even consulting us. And while what he means is
Can I say something to
I
that,
hope
Rob?
He understands.
Can I say,
what?
Let me explain this. It's not, and I think it's not like the Rolling Stones because that's the whole reason this is important to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we are so small.
You really think that we're...
We are really high opinion of
yourself.
Keep in mind, I said in the ultra most simplistic way. He's selling our brand.
Well, let me finish. Let me finish what I'm trying to explain here.
All right.
We are not the Rolling Stones.
I know this.
That's the whole reason this is important to me, because we are not big. We are not huge. The fact is, we rely on these events to monetize our show. If we were huge, this wouldn't matter at all. This would not have any relevance at all. There might be, you know, if we're Dan Snyder and it's the Redskins, he'd slap a class action suit on this guy. But the fact is, we are not. Because we're small, I'm like, hey, can we please do our own events? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
yes, Oscar.
To clarify, I didn't mean that we were the size of the Stones. I'm saying that he's using our image, our brand, without asking us about using our image or brand.
Oh, and look, this eager beaver, clearly his heart is in the right place, right? Just like Kerry Spiewak is, because that's his last friend right on his wall.
Yeah, she just friended him.
Great.
What can I say? What can I say? By the way, Carrie's going on the cruise. Said it sounds like a great time.
You want to hear what the common is?
More than anything in the world.
Well, hey, man, what are the odds?
Go ahead.
So I go over to his page.
Did he get involved in somehow promoting the contest?
Of course. He's been all over that. Of course he has.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course, yes. Yeah. Okay,
so it's so Kerry writes on Stephen Douglas
McIntyre's
wall. You better not stalk me. Apparently, they're friends.
Ooh.
Okay. All right,
Mike. Anyway, I've never written on that man's wall. Neither Shannon.
Well, it's something that
In Rob's defense, she doesn't care about the show.
We're such a small fish. She doesn't give a rat's ass about the show.
No, she doesn't.
Does she, Rob? Does she really?
No.
I mean, ultimately,
no.
Of you know, of all the spouses, and does Shannon care about the show?
She really does. She used to listen. I asked her to stop listening.
I do remember that.
There's one of our significant others that cares about the show.
She does care.
Listens to every episode and happens to be Mrs. O'Malley.
Yeah, she does that every day.
And the thing is that. The reason we occupy our time with this is not because we're petty. It's because of our size. The fact is, we're not big. And yes, if you did another event, that might prevent people from supporting us on a sanctioned event where we're trying to monetize the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's important to me.
And I just hate to do it
because it, to me, gives me an ulcer. It really does when I'm dealing with this. But I do also believe that there is well-meaning here because there have been there's at the core of this is enthusiasm for what we do and that we are truly, truly grateful for. I hope that I made it clear.
He always welcomes new members. He really works hard to promote the program. I mean, his cover page right now, I'm on his page, is our TMOS 1000.
What a nice guy.
Like, you can't go wrong. Just, again, if you want to help, don't help.
So that's it. I think we're covering it down here, and I like enthusiasm.
Sure.
You know, I like it even when I go online and I see that enthusiasm. It's terrific. It's better than walking around my neighborhood where everyone is just where people talk to my dogs. More than they talk to me.
Is the neighborhood at full capacity now? Now that it's cold up here, has everyone returned?
There seem to. Here's how I base it. I see the blue recycling bins out on the street that would be indicative of the fact that people are now down here. And you know what?
What do they mostly recycle?
You know, can I tell you something that really meant a lot to me the other day?
Yeah.
Ooh. There was a lady walking her full-size dog. You don't see a lot of full-size dogs down here, and I love them when I see them. And she's really a neat lady, and I think she's a nurse. And you know what she said? She said, hey, how you feeling? Are you feeling better? And
I went, oh, that is so
sweet. I was dumbstruck.
Oh, man.
The rest of the people down here, you go around, they say, hello, Beluga. Hello, Frankie. I said, yeah, well, just got out of the hospital. Beluga's a good dog.
Oh, those dogs are the worst.
Doggy.
You know, what a countdown.
Yeah, what a little doggy he is, little bitty
when
doggy.
I don't know. Do you peer into the recycle bins? Do you see what they're putting away?
Yeah.
Is it a lot of hard liquor? Is it beer?
There's some box wine. You see the cardboard box wine that you see occasionally in people. You see a lot of insure. You know if people have had pizza. I always like to go buy that.
If somebody's doing a little household project,
you can see that stuff out there. And you can't help but look at people's trash.
I love looking in recycle bins. No. Why would you? But the
what's the oddest thing you've ever seen in a recycling bin?
A human hand.
A wax human hand?
No, a real human hand.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Human hand.
What I like to do is grade the recycle bins by the noise of the people putting them out. And you know the neighbor across from me, Gladys Kravitz? The one that likes to talk to us through the screen window?
A lot of bottles.
Clink, 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 clink. She can't sneak up on anybody when they're putting out the recycles.
Does she do a lot of vino?
It's wine and beer and liquor. It's great. It's like she's running a restaurant in there. All kinds of bottles. It's fantastic.
We have a recycling Nazi. Oh, just quickly, I just wrote on Steven's a wall.
Yes.
Hi, Steven. Listen to today's show, Smooches.
That'll go well.
So, Oscar, moving on.
Oscar's kind of on my side on this one, but, you know, Oscar walks a really fine line for me where he could flip at a moment's notice and just go, I don't know why you're so hard.
No, Mike, you're in the right. You're in the right. You got to control the message.
Write that down. Control the message.
That's what you have to do.
That's right.
Absolutely. The name of today's show.
In my condo, there's a recycling Nazi that if you don't crush your box down, she will leave the uncrushed box. She will take it out of the recycling bin and leave it in front of your door in your condo building.
Oh, really?
I will bebop home after the show and I'll see like 4 or 5 boxes in the hallway that haven't been crushed down or broken up because the people haven't done it. She will leave them there for you.
Wow.
See, down here, here's what they don't take. I found this out. For you recycling Nazis out there, the one thing that they don't take, if you put out a box that has like a kid's toy in it. And inside that box has, they have styrofoam.
Oh, the package. You can't recycle that? Yeah, no.
Oh, by the way, our equipment came back from Cleveland.
Oh,
our already got back.
We should test it out.
I've got it sitting right there, so we'll have to check that. How about a little round of applause for our Telos people? Gotta give them a nice little round of applause. They leave the styrofoam on the side of the road. They don't take that.
Oh, no.
And I thought that was a recyclable.
No,
I guess it's not,
no.
Right?
I think
styrofoam
is
not.
It's a carcinogen is what it is.
And that means what?
What?
Well, I mean,
what
you can't
mean?
Burn it.
Well,
that's a carcinogen. Legitimately, I've tried.
Well, no, it's burning styrofoam
what?
Is
what?
The greatest
tried,
thing
what,
in the world.
In the middle of your living room? What have you
so,
tried this?
So, as a younger man, I figure you throw anything in the fire, it'll burn, right?
Sure.
And magazines
we learned that at the Christmas
and
party
styrofoam
last year.
Don't go well in the fire, especially when it's in your parents' home. As my brother yelled at me, he said, "Those are carcinogens."
That means it causes cancer. But
yes.
I think only if you like breathe in the fumes. Burning styrofoam is great. We used to have a fire barrel when we sold Christmas trees. And
oh, here we go.
There were so many fun things
to back
burn.
Back when Rob used to wear the big long coat and the fedora.
That's right. Exactly.
He looked like Biggie Smalls.
The year was 19. Lumberjack's
jacket.
The
year hello, Ralphie. Ralphie, what Christmas tree do you want, Ralphie?
I'll tell you what. I'll tie it on the top of your car for you.
But, there we go. Pumpkin trees.
There were so many fun things to burn, and one of the funnest things to burn was styrofoam. But another great thing to burn was the trees would come in a netting, plastic netting, and you would cut them out to let them open up, and you'd throw the net in there, and you'd watch it all shrivel up. It's a wonder we're not all dead. Mm. But it was the fire barrel was so much fun. I love playing with fire. And look at me.
So is that why they don't take it? Is that why the recyclers don't take it?
Well, I think you can't break it down the way you can break down cardboard.
But my recyclers take everything.
See, mine don't. Mine actually. This was a
don't.
Process of going
trash.
Into the box and taking it out. And when I got there,
you need to think outside of the box, Mike.
I always think outside of the box.
Do you have to crush down your boxes? No, not
no.
for a home.
No, I put a full like disassembled box just sitting there. I had it. Yeah, when you guys were all nice enough to bring Michael all those little toys.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You know one thing about this guy, my little guy, he does love his toys. He, you say kids have a short attention span. He will move from toy to toy.
I'm sorry,
to toy,
what?
He circles back on,
does he
on
really?
His toys. Yeah.
That's
the latest one.
We actually saw that on the day of the baptism when he was into the basketball hoop. He stayed with that longer than any kid
and
should.
And most kids just walk away
from
it.
Yeah, he loved it.
That's because we were cheering him. That's because we were cheering
him.
So
cool. So cool.
He's a good little guy, and he'd never plan a cruise without me knowing about it. But anyway.
Mike, really, I just got a message from Stephen Douglas McIntyre. Apparently, he's already booked your son for the cruise. I don't know what that means. He's doing a meet and greet Thursday and at the captain's table on Friday.
What if it was a Disney cruise? Oh.
Well, we have...
What is with you today?
Michael wins.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we pull the curtain back,
we win.
Oscar, you have talked to people, and I have talked to people.
I said that on yesterday's show.
About cruises.
We would end up having to pay thousands of dollars out of our own pocket to secure those cabin rooms, and if they're not sold, we're on the hook.
Right.
And it's much better for us to pick a city to go to where we have a ballroom where we can do a show like we did in Reno.
Plus, have we not
if we
seen
do something.
All these tragic cruise stories?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're sick now?
Yes.
That's right.
And I love the idea of doing meet and greets, doing live shows, and doing listener events. But we have to, as I said, the dust has just settled. You know what I mean? I don't
not even
there,
settled,
so.
Yeah.
I do have a date night Saturday night. We actually have a babysitter.
Hey, look at you.
Oh,
and, it's going to be movie night. Mrs. O'Mara is adamant that she does not want to go see the Matthew McConaughey space movie, which I really want to see.
Interstellar. I've seen it,
Mike.
I've seen it. I've
How
seen
would
it.
You, is it good?
I think it's great. I think Carla wouldn't like it because it's just, it really is probably not up her alley.
Yeah, but it's
is there
good
another
looking
option?
Guy.
I haven't even
Yeah, I mean, she
it.
Could stare at Matthew McConaughey the entire time. He's a sexy man.
All right. Is there another movie that's out there that's
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Or Mockingjay. You could go see the Hunger Games Mockingjay.
That's three. I would, for some reason, I was really excited about Dumb and Dumber 2, and now I'm not. I read enough reviews.
Well, because it's like
it
watching
makes...
two senior citizens up there. It's like when the Stooges got old. You don't want that.
I still made $38 million. I think up to 56 now. Let me look.
That's the Lawrence Welk argument. I mean, Lawrence Welk made a lot of money, too. So it doesn't matter how much money. Making money doesn't have any bearing on whether I go see the movie or not. I have no intention.
Really?
But I'd love to see Mockingjay.
What you do is go out and get yourself a nice DVD, still get the babysitter, lock yourself in the bedroom, and tonight watch your Blu-ray of Jersey Boys. That's what I'm going to do.
No, I'm going to wait till Tab Patterson's Downton Abbey set gets here. Tab Patterson gets a big shout out from Mike O'Mara. Hey, Tab, thanks for burning those for me. Tab's sending me the new season of Downton Abbey on Blu-ray.
He didn't burn them for you. He bought you a new set.
Yeah, he's sending
he bought me a new set.
Through the Amazon portal.
That's exactly what I'm sorry. Okay, he bought me a new set. All right.
Blew that. He's going to get arrested now. All right.
Make sure you bring those on the ship when we do the cruise.
Are you ready with your walk to work? Are you ready for Oscarazzi?
Fun news that you guys are going to hate, but I'm going to love.
Okay, very good. Take a break. Come back with more Oscarazzi next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, something new, something different. Gary is aggravated about something.
Can you believe it?
Also, we're going to play Trivial Pursuit.
And we're in mourning for Saturday morning cartoons.
Very clever, Gary.
Thank you.
On this week's episode of the Tony Perkins Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Thank you. Glad to come over. Very excited. Very Stein.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That poor
Harry's.
Man.
Harry's the is the official. Harry's is the official razor partner for the Movember Foundation. Did you get my razors yet?
I asked for them. They're not here yet. They didn't teleport them.
So they're sending them to you and then to me. Why don't you just tell them to send them to me?
Because I have to go through Mr. Fleming, and I will tell Fleming to have them sent
Bill
to you.
Fleming.
Yes. It's not Fleming's fault. If he asked, you'd have him here in a week. He hasn't asked yet. I guarantee you.
Well, I just think Bill could take a few pointers from his sister, Peggy.
Oh, and Art. His brother, Art.
It's over my head.
I do love his restaurant, though. Anyway.
Steakhouse.
Good one.
Harry's is the official razor partner for the Movember Foundation. That's to support men's health issues. I watch the Today Show. I watch Carson Daly and Willie Geist getting their testicles examined. I'm sure that's not what they want to do, but that's promoting men's health. Harry's was started to create a better shaving experience
Good
for all
save.
Men.
I'm Gary Harry's
Stein. Harry's ships directly to your door from their factory in Germany nearly a century of shaving experience goes into every blade, and that means a superior shave every time. We know it because we all use Harry's.
Yes.
They cut out the middleman. They can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price. The starter set is only $15. You get a razor, three blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or the new foaming shave gel. If you get their bonus offer, that's going to cost you $10 because listen to this. Not only do you get free shipping, but Harry's.com will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS, that's HARRYS.com, and enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It's time for Oscarazzi.
Ay, 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 ay. Gentlemen,
Hi.
Happy Friday.
It is.
Hey, do you guys did you even know that season 14 of American Idol was on the brink of coming back on air?
It's coming back? I thought
it's coming
just
back.
Finished.
I thought they canceled the show.
I thought it was
it's
just
still
finished.
On the air. Wow.
Who are the judges?
I don't think anybody watches it anymore. Does anybody watch that show anymore?
It's still alive somehow. American Idol season 14 premiere finally announced by Fox.
Nice.
Woo! Isn't The Voice kicking its ass?
I'm going to a free plug for The Voice. We don't get $1 by them, but this latest season of The Voice is the best season I've watched, and it keeps getting better and better and
this
better.
This is Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and Pharrell, right?
Yes.
Pharrell
Every Williams. Time I turn on The Voice, I assume it's going to have you on it, Mike. And it turns out it's you have nothing to
but
do
I
with
love
it.
The, how they switch up two of the judges every season. It's fun.
Better. They've taken the format and they've made it better, essentially.
Yeah,
would you like to hear? I actually was on The Voice. Would you like to hear a clip
please,
of my performance?
I was, absolutely.
This is really terrific. And I'll tell you something. Blake Shelton turned around immediately. Let's go to the clip, please.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second. All right. Wait a minute. It's coming. Well, I thought it was coming.
January 7th is when Fox announces the season 14 premiere of American Idol. Rumors swirling that this is the last season haven't been confirmed, but I imagine because of the ratings, they've got to be in the toilet, right?
Well, yeah, but you know what?
Here's Mike O'Mara on The Voice.
But the
Thank you very much.
Very
text
good.
In to keep Mike O'Mara.
Remember, these are not 800 numbers. I imagine it won't be the last season if they see even a slight uptick, because you know what? It still is a franchise, and it's really cheap to produce.
It's Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, and Harry Connick Jr. Ryan Seacrest still set to host.
Excellent. No, not Brian Dunkelman.
No, not Brian. Cher, did you hear the Cher news? Rob, I knew you had tickets. It looks like you're getting your money back because she canceled the remaining of her tour dates on doctor's advice.
Did not have tickets. Thought about getting tickets.
What's the matter with Cher?
Apparently, she has an infection that is affecting her kidney infection. Doppel infections.
She has a doppel infection. How about that?
She has a doppel infection?
Doppel infection.
I thought she had her kidney replaced with a younger, skinnier kidney.
A total.
I heard she got Richie Sambora's kidney.
Oh, I have that at home in a jar.
Oh, okay.
A total of 29 dates were canceled, including shows in New York, Boston, Chicago, and Toronto. She's heartbroken about it, but hopes to come back and finish tour sometime next year, probably in the second quarter.
I can't pee.
If you're looking for a refund, you can get that, which is cool, at the place where you bought your tickets, at your box office.
I wish.
But every now the man would come around and lay my kidney down.
I see red. I see red. That should be yellow.
It's tough.
Kidney lady looked at me, and then she took my kidney away.
It's just wrong. 68 years old.
Dark kidney.
Do you believe in kidney after kidney?
You guys are the
a
worst.
A speedy recovery to a great lady, Mike.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out.
The great brunette lady.
Doesn't look 68. I'm looking at a current picture of her right now.
Trey Bonable, even with an infection.
I know Rofo's excited for this, and so am I. Perfect Pitch 2's trailer was unraveled yesterday, unveiled.
It was unraveled,
Mike. I'm sorry, unveiled.
What happened is they delivered it without a reel. It was just a big pile of film.
Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson are set to take the Bellas back on to the global scene in Perfect Pitch 2. Did anybody in this room watch Perfect Pitch 1?
I thought Perfect Pitch was the movie with Jimmy Fallon about the Red Sox.
No.
That was Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch. Yes, forgive me.
What was the show where they would go in and do a new house for people, rebuild their house or build a new house?
Trading Places?
No, it was the one with the guy.
Extreme Makeover.
Extreme Home Makeover.
Yes.
My favorite part of that show was always the big unravel.
Damn it. And you know what? I also messed up because it's Pitch Perfect. They're going to be Perfect Pitch and Pitch Perfect.
I see.
What a
pitch
dummy.
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah, Pitch Perfect.
Rob Spiewak has Perfect Pitch.
Yes, Rofo. I do.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh, you tool.
Yes, no, I haven't.
Yeah. Why not?
No.
You haven't seen it?
It didn't look interesting to me.
Oh, my God. It's like right up your generation's alley.
My generation sucks.
Keep swinging, Oscar. Let's do another story.
I truly. One of my favorite things on the show. You know how I get all quiet whenever there's an exchange between Oscar and Rofo?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite moments on the show.
Better Call Saul gets a premiere date.
Yeah.
And a new teaser just
You still
yesterday.
Standing by that? Are you still standing by that show?
Oh, I'm excited, man. I'm super
okay.
over,
right.
I'm over
I'll,
the moon
I'll take
for
a look at it.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, February 8th at 10 p.m. Is the new date when it will premiere.
If is it on FX?
It's going to be on No, not on FX.
No, AMC.
AMC.
Right?
Was that the
old Breaking Bad time slot? Breaking Bad was on at 9.
It's going to have two episodes. So it's going to be on from 8 to 10 p.m.
I see.
It'll premiere with two episodes. It's not the first time. It's a new trend in Hollywood. You get two episodes. They had this with Homeland and Showtime. Mm-hmm. They gave you two episodes to begin with. Maybe they're catching on that people kind of want to binge it first and get you into the storyline,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I could binge this weekend. I'd like to get a show to
Homeland.
Yeah. No, if Tabs Downton Abbey comes, I'll be binging on that.
Now, is this the name of the show, Tabs Downton Abbey?
Tab was really nice to me to send me the, to buy the box set for me. And
he's
I'm
a
very
nice
grateful.
Fellow.
I'll leave you with this. We've talked a lot about it, but it won't stop. The latest woman to come out and accuse Bill Cosby of assault is Lou Ferrigno's wife, Carla Ferrigno.
What another startling similarity between Mike and Lou Ferrigno that they both have wives named Carla. Where will the parallel stop?
Who was working as a Playboy bunny in 1967. Apparently, they went on a double date, and this is before she was married to Lou. They ended up back at Cosby's house. She alleges that Cosby's wife retired and her date left.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
you know what I was reflecting on, Oscar?
Yes.
I was thinking about what a horrible year for comedy. We lost Robin Williams, Tracy Morgan involved in a horrible car wreck, and now Bill Cosby and all
Joan
these
Rivers
allegations
too.
That have come in. Joan Rivers passed away. Really, 2014 will go down as a truly bad year for comedy. Yeah. Very, very sad.
So that's 16 total, and the hits keep on coming. No pun intended.
Yeah. That's really the bad
part. Look, this will never happen, but this is, in my perfect world, I would love to see Bill Cosby call a press conference, and if there is anybody that's telling the truth about this, do the mea culpa. You know, we don't have the capacity to forgive rapists in this country. It's too heinous a crime. But at the same time, you would probably give your fan base, and certainly these women, if what they say is true, you would give them some closure. You're not necessarily going to be prosecuted, but it'll never happen. But am I foolish for wanting that to see if you really did do this?
Not
come
foolish.
Clean and say, I was a horrible human being. I never should have done this. I asked God for forgiveness for this. I don't know. I just, it's a weird
We'd like to see some resolution to something that we probably never will, though, you see.
We never will. Yeah. No, absolutely not. Not a chance.
Just for clarification's sake, it doesn't, she doesn't go on to say that she was actually raped by him. She was able to get out of that situation, but she was in a situation where she was
what
attacked.
I heard is that he forcibly kissed her very hard.
Yes. Yeah. But again, there's a pattern here.
Absolutely.
It's the 16th woman.
Yeah.
This isn't like, hey, there's three of them running around, or even the second.
Yeah.
The 16th. Right. We're going to get into the 20s by the end of the year at this rate.
The 20.
Is that Oscarazzi?
That's Oscarazzi.
Thank you, Oscar. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara on The Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour this week. How's your holiday? Are they really as fun as we make them out to be? That's right. It'll be a real bummer. No, we'll have fun talking holidays on The Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour this week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
I'll tell you one thing. My friends don't call me Handy Andy. I'm not a handy guy, but I installed my own shutters in my own home, and it was easy thanks to the good people at Blinds.com. As a matter of fact, as far as a project of this magnitude, probably the easiest thing I have ever done at this level. Blinds.com offers all the top brands to make your windows look their best. Plus, their sure fit guarantee means that installation is always a snap. I mean that. It was so easy. If you want to measure or install, no problem. Blinds.com can handle it for you. 61% of their business comes from repeat or referred customers.
Wow.
And with their 30-day price guarantee, you know you'll get the best deal no matter what. That's what it starts with Blinds.com. Incredible prices. Give your home a gift for the holidays. New blinds from Blinds.com, and you can get 15 to 20% off select designer window treatments from top brands with a free cordless upgrade. Also, Norman brand products, including their child and pet safe designer shutters, are 20% off. Plus, free shipping on most orders. And remember, Blinds.com offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be like me with my wonderful plantation shutters. Use Blinds.com and see how easy and affordable it is. Now back to Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Hello.
Without further ado, let's open up the audio for Friday, November 21, 2014, Rob Spiewak.
I know you love accents, Mike, and I think one of your favorites is the New Zealand accent, because it's sort of like the Australian accent on steroids. This is a funny event that happened, I think, earlier this week. There was a cricket match. Now, cricket is like baseball. It involves the hitting of a ball.
Very popular in India.
And what's happening here is this guy in New Zealand watched the guy just slam the ball. No, not that kind of cricket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he watched the ball actually dent his own car. And it's funny, while he realizes it, they knocked it literally out of the park into the parking lot. Listen to this great accent and a funny story.
It's gone. It's downtown. It's on my car. It is. I think it hit my car. Don't believe it. Ah, the downside of getting a park so close. Oh, no.
Did you pay insurance?
No, it's a rental. Believe it. I think it's mine. It's the same colour. It's around about the same place. I know I parked it there about 5 hours ago. Oh, jeez, please.
It's a rental.
It's a rental. It's a rental, my car.
no.
Coming off our fantastic meet and greet in Reno, yes. You know, and it's tough when you have that many people to meet so fast. You want to have a little moment with each of them.
So much fun.
And it's great. But Jerry Seinfeld was talking on his show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He was talking with Amy Schumer. And he talks about when he has to do a meet and greet, how he can keep the experience brief. And it's a, I think it's a pretty good piece of advice, but he still sounds a little bit like a dick.
My least favorite thing is a meet and greet.
Here's my secret trick for talking with people.
Okay.
Numbers. Ask them questions to which the answer is a number.
Why numbers, though?
There's always an answer. This is Seinfeld's secret technique for talking to regular people.
Okay.
How long have you lived here? What time do you start work?
How many of your grandparents are alive?
When did you do that?
What age were you when you lost your virginity?
Yeah.
Maybe more general.
Maybe more general, yeah.
That's my secret for talking to regular people.
What do you mean he's kind of a dick?
No,
Why did you soft pedal that?
He's a turbo. He just said, this is the trick for Jerry Seinfeld talks to regular people.
Didn't want to overdo
that. That's what Jerry Seinfeld thinks of himself. He does not consider him. There are so many quotes from Seinfeld where he behaves like this. Yeah. I think he's a scumbag. I really do. I despise Jerry Seinfeld.
And the thing that surprises me is that's not like a piece of paparazzi tape. That's his show.
No, that's his. That's the little people.
Ask the little people numbers.
Regular people. That's how
I deal with regular people. Seinfeld's talking to regular people. That means that Jerry Seinfeld, because Jerry Seinfeld is a stand-up comedian, he believes no matter what, he knows nothing about the people that are coming backstage to meet him, and he has formulated the opinion that they have less stature than he does because he is Mr. Seinfeld show businessman, when in fact he could be meeting thoracic surgeons. He could be meeting war heroes. He doesn't know. He's a dick, and he has no perspective.
He immediately thinks he's better than everybody else.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. Always has. You know, the audience
just
like
Rob Spiewak.
Right. Of the Rolling Stones. Let's focus on a guy we all admire, Donald Trump. Thank God someone has finally gone to Donald Trump and asked him how he would handle the situation with Bill Cosby. Mm. And what he's saying is that Cosby is not handling this good. It is going bad. Anyway, here's Donald Trump.
Well, I think it's very sad. And frankly, I don't think he's handling it well.
Mike, it's very sad.
It's sad and not good.
Well, I think it's very sad. And frankly, I don't think he's handling it well. And he should say something because he's being accused of terrible things. And to have absolutely no comment, I think he's getting very bad advice from a PR standpoint. And he should do it differently. He's not doing a good job of handling it.
It's not good. It's bad. It's sad. It's good. Three-letter words.
He likes
sad, him. Bad. Oh, no, good. Good is a four-letter word.
That's
sorry
all right. Well,
that.
He spells it G-U-D. Here is a new rap hip-hop record. The father of the artist is someone who's very famous. Can you guess whose son is doing this song?
You told me love is pain. You wrote it on your skin. I got what
not so bad.
It sounds like a real record, but the thing is when you find out whose father, this guy's father, is going to blow your mind.
Yeah. This is like a Subway commercial.
The name of the song is Karma Tattoo. It's by a new artist called Chet Hanks. H-A-N-X. But it's Tom Hanks' son.
I'll buy this.
Yeah. I like Tom Hanks' son.
Which Chet? I mean, which Hanks? I mean, which was he in any
movies? Incidentally, it should be. I shouldn't say Tom Hanks' son.
Tom Hanks' son.
I like Tom Hanks' son.
Or you know what? That always throws me. I should say this.
Chet Hanks looks like a white rapper.
The son of Tom Hanks.
He looks just like him.
Now, on the flip side of, you know, they're starting to drop now every two a day, the new Christmas records that aren't new.
Hold on a second.
What's that?
This is Chet Hanks. Doesn't he look like a white? He should be. He's destined to be a white rapper.
He is.
He's been in a lot of different stuff. He's a good. He's a good actor.
No, that's the other Hanks.
Oh, Colin Hanks is the actor.
This is Chet,
the rapper.
Oh, this is another Hanks boy.
Yeah, another Hanks.
And also to make himself cooler, he's spelling it H-A-N-X. Wow. I swear,
Hanks.
Hanks.
That's funny.
Oh, and you know what? We got to actually finish up. The Kardashians are having trouble with their Christmas cards this year.
I have an announcement to make on behalf of the Kardashian family. There will be no Kardashian family Christmas card this year.
What?
So don't know. Sorry. Yeah. Shoot the messenger. Right. No Kardashian Christmas card this year because they could not decide on an appropriate photo. And I'm saying to myself, when did the word appropriate really? Ever have anything to do with their lives? When? Usually the Kardashians on Christmas send out the same picture and they just Photoshop in the new husband.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. That concludes our broadcast day. But dry your eyes. It's not goodbye. Just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. If you'd like to be a part of the legendarily popular Thursday mailbag segment, drop a line to the Jolly One. Grab Spiewak at MikeOMaraShow.com, boy. And remember, the official TMOS.
What?
Remains open at 800-440-8167.
Why do they have a post office box and an email and a phone number?
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara. And see you next time, everybody.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.